Hey guys, welcome back to the Something Like That podcast. My name is Cayman.
And my name is Brenna, and we are living our best life ever.
Do you have something in your eye?
Yeah, a sty. It really itches.
I didn't know. Okay. Yeah. Anywho, while she continues itching her eye, this is coming out tomorrow because I just will not have time this evening to edit. So this is coming out on Tuesday. Happy Tuesday or whatever day of the week it is. Hope everyone is doing fantastic.
Hope everybody made it over the Monday scaries.
Oh, okay. And yeah, what's been going on, Brenna?
What's been going up with me? Yeah, just been reading. Actually, I've told Cayman about this. I'm reading The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, and I was really into it, and then I got to page, 155, and I was like, this is so cringy. I just, can't get over it. So, doing a little bit of reading, doing a little bit of cleaning, watching Emily in Paris, and doing school. That's what I've been up to. What have you been up to?
Fun in the sun. I have also been reading. I'm reading Atomic Habits, actually. So, yeah. And then I was going to say about The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. I know I sent you that message last night, but I didn't really understand why everyone loved it so much. It's good. And I'm not really a huge reader in the first place, unless it's kind of motivational books. But I didn't really like it. I mean, it was fine. And the ending kind of helps, makes it better. But it was just, I don't understand why it was everyone's top read of 2021. So that's all.
Yeah, it got a lot of hype. And I was maybe people are needing that kind of romance in their life. But it was good. It's a super fast and easy read. But I was just surprised and wasn't expecting to be cringed out to the max.
Yeah. So if you have any other book recs, send them our way.
We should do a book club like we were talking about.
Yeah, that would be so fun. We could all read the same book.
I was talking about you and me, but you guys can join in if you want.
Okay, you guys aren't invited, actually.
No, you can be invited if you want, but originally I was just talking about me and came and read the same book at the same time so we can talk about it. Mm-hmm. Or we can all talk about it.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Jack and I had a really fun day yesterday. Sunday fun day, went on a little date and I surprised him with mini golf. So
I saw that.
Yeah. And then we did a little bit of shopping and that was kind of I booked mini golf to surprise him because I knew that I was going to drag him into all the stores. So, you know, it was kind of a balance, but, that was really fun. What else? Nothing too crazy, just living life, but let's just get into some gratitude.
Did you get anything cute?
Yeah, I'll do a haul, but I was going to do it after.
Oh, that's what I'm waiting for. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So what am I grateful for? I am grateful for journaling because I just love to plan. I love using my agenda to stay on top of my assignments and just journaling to keep life updates and manifesting and stuff like that. And I've just been chilling mostly, but it's just been a nice place to come back to. And I love putting pen to paper, and it's just something about the new year that always sparks something in me. And I'm always journaling a lot during the new year, and as it kind of progresses, it does taper off a little bit, but I've been on my journaling game, and it's been just really nice to come back to that. And I've been journaling every night, and it's been so fun. So that's what I'm grateful for.
Very nice. I love journaling, and we talk about it. We have an entire episode on journaling, don't we? Yeah, we do.
Yeah, journaling queens. It's episode I'm not even gonna guess. What are you grateful for, Cayman?
Okay. So if you've listened to the podcast for a while, then you're probably gonna be Cayman, make up your mind. But anyways, I think that the Form by Sammy Clark app is a really good way for working out, and I prefaced that because I said before that paying for workouts online is so stupid because you can just get free ones. But Sammy does have a lot of YouTube workouts that are free, and I just love her style of workout. And I said before also that I didn't really like Melissa Wood Health's ones because I want to sweat. And Sammy's are higher intensity, and she has stretches and stuff too, though. So there's a really good variety of workouts on her app, different times. There's anything from like 5 minute arms to like 30 minute full body. It's really, really great. And it's not super expensive. I want to say it's like $19 a month, which I mean, to have all of that, I feel like is worth it. But I mean, it's your health. So it's just health is wealth, and it's however much you're willing to. So yeah, I really like that, and I'm grateful for it. Just been working out. So yeah.
Something about Melissa Wood Health that just dawned on me is like, I don't necessarily sweat, but it is so hard that it's like very like not fun.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, it's fun if you do it with your friends. Like, I remember we've done a couple at camp with our buddies, and we just like laughed the whole time because it was so hard and everyone was so surprised how difficult it was. But I do like a little bit more high intensity sweat moment than just sitting there and being like, oh my God, why does this hurt so badly? And I have been wanting to get into that workout from home space because I got my bottle of Bangles for Christmas, but I just like haven't used them yet. So I need to get into that.
Yeah. And with Sammy's, a lot of them, it's Form, by the way, FORM, that's the app in the app store. But she has some that are no equipment, or you can add ball of Bangles. So yeah, there's a really good variety and you can kind of tailor it to you.
Yeah. Love it.
What could have made your week better?
What could have made my week better? Funny you ask. My screen time to the max. Okay. And to the point where it's like hurting my eyes because I'm on TikTok for so long and I'm not wearing my glasses. And then to the point where it's like, I'm laying on the couch and I'm so thirsty, but for some reason I just keep watching TikToks and I'm like, Brenna, go get something to drink. Like my brain's like, you're thirsty, you're thirsty, you're thirsty. But for some reason I can't get up. It was really weird. And also I started like comparing myself a little bit, which I don't usually do, but I was comparing myself in the sense that like I wanted to like buy a bunch of crap, like because the McDonald's sisters are on vacation right now and it's like, oh my God, like I want a bunch of new clothes and they're always doing Sephora hauls. And I'm like, first of all, that's so annoying. Like I just thought that was so annoying because it's like they're not like obviously trying to make me feel like I need to go buy a bunch of stuff, but it's like that's how I'm perceiving it. And I had to just log off for a second and come back to reality because I did do like a little cleaning montage of my bathroom. And I realized that I just have so much crap, like so many products. And it's like, I can't believe I was even thinking like I should go buy more. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Okay. What could have made my week better? I actually don't have one because I had a really good week. And if I felt like I was kind of like nitpicking and trying to find something that could have been better. And I didn't want to do that because I was like,
that's amazing.
I don't want to feel negative about something if I don't have to. So yeah. Sorry if anyone had a really terrible week and I don't want to like.
And Kevin's just rubbing salt in the wound.
I just had a good week and yeah, that's all.
No, that's awesome. I'm so happy for you. That's like very good.
Like and really everyone has their week. So if this wasn't your week, then next week will be.
Maybe next week. Or the week after that. I don't know your circumstance.
Yeah. Hello, okay. Well. I'll just go ahead with current favorite though. You can go.
Okay.
So my current favorite is, I'm waiting for your reaction. I bought the Summer Fridays all-in-one 16 oil thing. Oh no.
Oh, wow.
It right here. Yeah, I don't know why I'm not reading off of it. Summer Fridays Heavenly 16 All-in-One Face Oil. I was pretty close.
And I had no idea that you bought that.
I know, because I've been wanting
to TikTok about it. You are sneaky.
I've been wanting to TikTok about it for so long, and then we had a little hiatus from TikTok. so I didn't show you, and then I was like, no, I want to get the raw reaction on Zoom. Because Brenna and I just, if you don't know this about this, you probably already do, because we talk about products 80% of our podcast. We just get really, really excited. And it's not even about like buying them for yourself. Like when she tries out a new product, I get really excited. So I knew that she'd be excited about this. Anyways, Summer Fridays oil. It's really good. I just have really dry skin in the winter and I didn't even realize it because I've always been an oily skin gal. And I just like putting makeup on, I was like, wow, my skin is so dry. Like, why am I not switching up my products in the winter? So I got this oil. I also actually got the Kiehl's Ultra Facial Cream as well, because it's like a thicker moisturizer. And I've heard mixed reviews, honestly, but I was like, why not give it a try? And I like it so far. So I've been mixing those two. And I've also been using my Gua Sha with the...
Yes.
Yeah, back on that. And I'm probably saying this wrong, but the oil is non-comedogenic.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it doesn't clog your pores, which anything that gets into my pores is going to cause me to break out. So I really like that. And also, last thing I'll say, because this is not a product episode, Jack has really, really dry skin, and like he has really bad eczema. So whenever
you got eczema,
I just knew you were going to say that for some reason. I just knew it.
My brain was like, you have to say it.
I know. Anyways, yes, he does. And it'll be to the point where like we'll be sleeping and I'll wake up in the middle of the night to like him scratching.
Oh yeah.
Because his skin is so dry, and like I've been there before. It hasn't been as bad as his, especially in the winter. So he's been using my lotion, just like my simple body lotion. And I put some of the oil in it, and because it's really hydrating, and he like put it all over his body. Not a lot. I'm talking like one or two drops, because that is nasty. So, just a couple of drops, and he didn't itch all night, and he didn't wake me up. So that was really great.
That's funny. Okay, I was gonna say, I'm so excited that you have these new products and that you're back on like a little Gua Sha game. I forgot what I was gonna say, but I did see this thing. That's funny that you say that he didn't wake me up, because I did see this TikTok. Oh, did you hear what Margo said? Where she's like, I've stopped replacing. I saw a TikTok with, I just read an article about.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so I just read an article about like couples who live together but have separate bedrooms, and the woman was like, yeah, I just like, when I want to sleep, like imagine getting woken up by somebody else. And I was like, you're right. Like that would be so annoying. So that was just a thought that I had, but I'm happy about your skincare. That's really amazing. And I had no idea that you bought that. I have surprise, Shani. but I like my Tatcha. Because I stopped using a moisturizer for a while, like during the spring and summer. And I was just using like my jet lag mask whenever my skin would like feel a little tight, I guess. But it's really nice in the winter. So I really like the Tatcha Dew skin cream, by the way.
Cute. Is that your current favorite? Or?
No, it's not.
Okay. What is it?
Okay. My favorite, it's so random. I made a TikTok about it and I thought it was funny, but it only got like 2 likes, but it was about, the Fever Tree ginger beer. First of all, Fever Tree period. So good. Love their stuff, but the ginger beer is so good. And I had like some leftover after my cocktail party. Like I bought like a big glass bottle of it, and then I bought a little 4-pack, and I've just been having the 4-pack with like my dinners and stuff. And I've just been pretending that it's like one big wellness ginger shot. Obviously it's not, but it is so good. And I love it because it's like you get a little fun experience, but it's like not alcoholic, and you don't like feel like let down, or like you don't like feel nasty after you drink it, obviously, because it's just like ginger beer, like it's non-alcoholic, but it still like gives you like a little bit of a, like you feel good. It's like you just had a kombucha or something after drinking it. So it's fun to have like different options. And I have been a little bit curious about like, I mean, I just turned 21, but I have been curious about like not having to drink, you know what I mean? And like trying out like fun, like little mocktails and like seltzers and stuff like that, like just carbonated drinks or whatever. So Fever Tree has been really fun and I love it. It's so good.
That is, I was not expecting you to say that, but yeah, I agree. They are really good. I can't say that I've drank one without being in a Moscow Mule, but
yeah. I didn't want them to go to waste, and I love ginger. So I was like, this might just be like a little treat. I don't know, but it's good.
Yeah, well, I have like a lot of like tonic and tonic water downstairs, like flavored ones, but I don't know if this is like a bit unhealthy, but I feel like I just save them for like cocktails. I mean, a lot of people do that. That's not just me.
I think that's normal. Yeah.
Yeah, but I've never thought about like just having one on its own over ice. So there you go.
I think a tonic would need like maybe something else. Yeah.
Like vodka.
Oh yeah. What you said.
Like gin.
Oh my god. Speaking of gin, after my cocktail party, somebody left this really pretty bottle of gin at my house, and I like smelled it and I literally wanted to fall on the floor. I'm like not really into gin, and it smelled so heinous, but it just smelled like gin. Like, you know what gin smells like? It's good. Sometimes it's good. Gin and tonic. Oh, wait, you love gin and tonic.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No, sometimes it can be a little tasty, but it was just really overpowering whenever I smelled it.
Maybe we should just do a little cocktail virtual podcast thing.
Oh, that would be fun. Like a little happy hour. That'd be so fun.
Yeah, who wants to come?
Right. It'd just be your parents, maybe. And Jane Miller.
And Jane Miller. I was literally going to say that.
Love her. Love them.
Okay. We did not say what this episode was about.
But I know. I just realized.
I know. But you know by the title, so it's fine.
Our episode is about dealing with societal pressures and thinking, it's like shoulding yourself, kind of. Like, Lauren Elizabeth had this whole thing about shoulding yourself, like, I should be doing A, B, C, D, E, F, G. So we're just kind of talking about that and, like, outside pressures and things like that.
To be clear, it's S-H-O-U-L-D, shoulding yourself, not shitting, because you sound like you say you're shitting yourself.
Oh, really? Yeah, shoulding.
We could talk about shitting yourself another week.
We are very well versed in that regard. Hot girls poop their pants.
I'm supposed to leave this in the episode.
It could be wholesome.
Okay, I'm going to. Yeah, so like Brenna said, this is basically kind of navigating your 20s and what the Something Like That podcast is all about and where you feel like you should be and like, why do we even feel that way? And what societal pressures we're kind of going through. So,
yeah.
Wanted to preface it by just giving a little current situation update. And I told Brenna before this, if you're one of those people that's going to put us in a box of where you think we should be because we say our age and where we're at with school and relationships, then just don't, because that's
wank
the whole
off.
Issue. Yeah, that's the entire issue with societal pressures, is that people are so judgmental. So just put
worry about yourself. Wait, do people do that? Are people like, oh, that's really, really boring. Maybe try really knitting boring. Instead.
Yeah, so our current situation. Mine is, I graduated college in May from Ole Miss. Hottie toddy. And I currently live with my boyfriend in England, and I'm job searching still. So I have a whole situation of my own. I also love social media, the podcast, YouTube, and all of that. So that's where I'm at. And don't put me into a box. Thank you. And I'm 22 years old. Brenna, who are you?
Well, first I wanted to say that I was thinking about you last night. And like, if you'd never moved to England, like, what would you be doing right now?
I know.
Isn't that kind of scary to think about?
Yeah. I mean, that, I kind of have that as a point that we'll talk about so we can get into it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Who are you? So me, my name is Brenna and I'm 21, 20 fun. And my current situation is that I did not go to a four-year university. I go to community college, and every single time somebody asks me what I go for, I say I go for fun, and I live with my parents, and I just have the time of my life. Honestly, like, I have so much fun. Kind of. With my parents, yes. With school, So yeah. And I did have a realization, actually, this week, which I feel so proud of myself for realizing. So if we want to talk about it, we can. But that's my situation. Just going to community college, we're living with my parents at home, not going away. Yeah.
And you have a lovely boyfriend as well.
Oh yeah, my boyfriend, Nick. I'm feeling a little bit off the wire today for some reason.
I can tell. Wait, tell us your realization.
Okay, so I was driving to work, and I always get hit with a, like, what are you going to school for? But I feel like that's just, like, normal to ask. You know what I mean? Like, that's just, like, how you start a conversation with people our age. And It's not even that, like, I necessarily care, but it's just, like, how you can find your footing in a conversation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So people are like, what are you going to school for? And I've never been able to, like, picture myself at a 9-to-5. And that's not saying that, like, I am never going to work there, because I would be interested in, like, working with brands and companies and stuff like that in the future. But just, like, right now, I have no idea. But I was, like, I have wanted to, like, be on the internet since I was in, like, middle school. Like, I remember filming, like, fake school supplies hauls whenever I was, like, 12.
That's
whatever.
So funny.
But it's, like, I can't, when someone asks, like, what are you going to school for? You can't say, like, I'm going to school to make TikToks. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really think that's what they're looking for, but, like, I don't want to go to school anymore. I'm just going to say it because I don't know what I want to do, but, like, I just want to, like, make TikToks and do my podcast and stuff like that. So, like, that's why I could never figure out a subject that I was going to study. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, whenever I gave my introduction, like, I went to a four-year university, have a degree that's really, really great. And I didn't even say what it was because that doesn't define who I am, you know? Yeah. It's just, like, a part of me and what I decide. And it does have to do with, like, marketing and branding because that is an interest of mine. But that isn't, I didn't even say what my degree was because I just feel like it doesn't matter. Like, does it actually matter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. So I guess I did not even translate the way that I wanted it to. Like, did that make sense?
Yeah. Did you feel like you are where you should be?
Okay, like, when I look at my peers, like, all my peers are going to 4 years. So, looking on that, I guess I would say no, I chose a different path. And just, like, going to community college is not, it's a good option, but it's not a lot of option, like, it's not an option that a lot of people take. So that did kind of, like, set me apart in a way from my graduating class, but I know that I'm, like, in that regard, and, like, people are graduating next year, I'm like, holy crap, like, good for them, like, that's amazing. Like, in that regard, I guess you could say that I am behind, but I do feel like in other areas of life, I do have, like, a better sense of who I am and, like, my responsibilities and what I know that I can do and feel confident about that, and that, like, I'm, like, maybe a step ahead of other people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So in ways, yes, but other ways, no.
When you say, like, comparing yourself to other people, like, who is this group of people that you're referring to?
Just, like, the people that I graduated with.
Yeah.
Just, like, the people who are my age, you know?
I think what's interesting, I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think what's interesting about the two of us is that we grew up in so many different circles. And I think that going to camp, we have the people that we met at camp as campers, each other, and other counselors whenever we worked there that we can group ourselves into. And then where you grew up and who you went to school with. And then I have my friends that I went to college with. And now I live in England and there's other people here. And there's so many different circles and each community that we, I don't know, I identify with, I guess, we're going to feel different pressures from. So I think that that's also really interesting because it's just like, that's who makes us. But I would say that since you and I are friends, we have an influence on each other and think that, like, not in a negative or a bad way, are we trying to, like, keep up with each other, but in a sense, mm-hmm. Do you feel what I mean by that? Just like not keeping up with each other, but we influence each other and maybe thinking like how we should do things sometimes, right?
Yes. And okay, so I wanted to say, I was thinking this while you're talking, with the groups of people, I totally get that. And there is, like, a specific group of people, like, from my hometown that I think about. And I'm like, this is something that happened to me a couple months ago. I had this really awesome, like, biology teacher in high school that I just, like, absolutely loved. He was super awesome. And he has this son that's in my grade. And he was like, he hung out with the specific group of people that I think about that I graduated with. And for me, like, viewing from an outside perspective, it's like, they're going to college, they're having fun on the weekends, but at the same time, like, they are working towards a degree. And I'm like, are you guys, like, really excited about that? Like, are you really excited about nursing? And something that I'm curious about is, like, I know I could 100% go to school and, like, be a teacher. Like, I know that's something that I could do, but something that I always struggled with when, like, trying to find my path is, like, am I trying to do something that I know that I can do, or am I trying to pursue a degree in something that I'm passionate about? And I think, like, I was talking to my grandparents or, like, somebody in that age range, and they were like, yeah, like, whenever we grew up, like, it wasn't do what you love, it was more so like do what you are good at or what you know you're capable of doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. That was, like, a little bit long-winded, but.
So if you think that you're really passionate about social media, for instance, do you think that you're not confident in your abilities that that is something that you can do. I mean, I know that, like, I mean, maybe it isn't like a stable job and people have that kind of outlook on it, but we've seen it and we follow a lot of people, and that is literally their main stream of income, and they're very, very successful and they love what they do. So I'm just wondering if you say that in a way, because you know you're really passionate about it, do you just think that you're not confident enough in your abilities to do it? Like, you don't think that you can do it?
I think that, like, obviously I do want to do it, and I know, like, with consistency, like, it can happen for anybody, you know? But at the same time, like, it is how you said, like, it's not stable. So there is, like, just a lingering, like, what if? But the thing for me is, like, right now I can't see myself working a 9-to-5. But, like, if I were to, like, do, we are doing it, like, our TikToks and, like, your YouTube and our podcast and everything like that. Like, I hope that I could, like, network within this and, like, make connections and, like, hopefully, like, take on, like, bigger projects through networking and stuff like that. Like, I would love to, like, work with a brand. And, like, I know Margo works with, like, startups and stuff like that. And I don't necessarily if I'd want to take, like, the startup realm, but, like, working in the background of, like, Summer Fridays or something. Like, I think that would be so fun.
Yeah.
So, like, I want it.
Working in a job like that, that you know you're passionate about, but also pursuing social media and your interests on the side.
Yeah, like, I would want to do the social media first, and then hopefully, like, I could make those connections and, like, find, like, an area that I want to, like, actually work with, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think also you saying that, like, you are obviously on the path that you're on now, but you could have gone to school and have been a teacher, and I think all of this could have, should have kind of ties into what we started with, but ultimately we're comparing ourselves to a different version of ourselves always, and I think it's kind of like the fear of, am I doing the right thing, or am I living my life to the full potential? Because there's so many choices that we're faced with in everyday life. And literally every choice that you make could put you in a different position 5 minutes from now, 10 years from now, like going to camp, working there. I never would have met Jack, and that has led me here, and choosing my major has led me to a different position. So it's just like, where should I be with all of these decisions that I've made? And I think a lot of people maybe falling under the trap of listening to what other people think. Obviously, it's societal pressure. But I think there's also an internal battle that you're always constantly in with yourself, because you're always thinking, I could be here if I made this decision.
Yeah.
So it's such a complex thing, just like societal pressure, but also battling
internal.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think? Like, do you feel like you put pressures on yourself, or do you feel like you should be somewhere that you're not?
I think going back to the first thing I said with, like, the different circles that I've been in, I don't have, like, one place where I feel like I should be, because I've been in so many groups of different people where everyone's at different places in their lives. And I think that that's helped me, but it's also, I'm influenced by so many different people and I follow so many different types of people on social media that it's like, there's always something going on and I should always try to keep up with everyone. But I think that, like, going to Ole Miss, for instance, and this, I don't want to, like, put everyone in Ole Miss in this box, but I would say that a lot of people meet their partners at Ole Miss, and it is more traditionally a place where people will get engaged in college or right out of college. I know, and you're like, eyes get so big, but so many of my friends and people that I know are just engaged, and people are always asking me, when are you getting engaged? When are you getting engaged? And that's just like, why are you so concerned with me in the first place? I don't feel like that at all. I don't feel like I need to be engaged. I don't feel those pressures, but it is just like, that's Ole Miss. But then I'm also in England where we watch TV shows and like Come Dine With Me, for instance, where couples go on and they've been together for 20 years and they're not married. And that's just so much more common in England, which I think is so interesting. I'm like, is the divorce rate like lower because people don't get married? Just like, until they've been together for 10 plus years. So it's just really interesting because I'm also influenced by that. I mean, there's so many things that really go into it, but I think I have my head on pretty straight and I don't let the societal pressure get to me. I just am really comfortable with where I am. So
That's funny that you're talking about getting engaged and stuff like that, because I don't feel pressure from like my hometown or anything like that to get engaged. But I feel like if I feel pressure from somewhere, it's definitely like social media for some reason. Like just with JC and Chelsea getting married so young, I think about it. Like me and Nick are about to be together for 3 years. And it's like, how long are you with someone before you get engaged? You know what I mean? And it's like, why am I trying to like think of a designated time to get engaged? You know what I mean? Like it should come when it feels natural to you. And it's hard because like I'm 21, but Nick's 25. And it's like, I don't want to like, not that it would like hold him back because we're like really happy together. And I love just like taking things day by day. And if we were to get engaged, like, I feel like I would be good with like a long engagement, but it's like, when's the right time? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I mean, there's just so many things that go into it and everyone's situation is different. And I feel like that's so hard to compare your relationship, if that's the stage of life that we're talking about, to anyone else's, because you can look up, you know, people that have been engaged for, or they knew each other for 6 months and then they got engaged and they've been together for 50 years and they're super happy. And that was just their person. And then there's people that were in relationships dating for 10 years, get engaged and then divorce after 3 years of marriage. There's no right or wrong way about doing it. And I just think that comparing yourself to everyone else, you kind of think that maybe there is, especially in your 20s for sure, because everyone's doing something and there's always these big life changes. But I think that you just can't compare because your situation is so unique. So why?
Yeah, definitely you? such a formative time. And I feel like camp relationships are really unique just because I feel like they almost happen really fast, just because when you work with someone like that over the summer, you're with each other every single day and you see each other 24/7. And it's like, you get to know somebody really fast and the connection is like really deep right off the bat. So it feels like, yeah, me and Nick have been together for almost 3 years, but it's like, I feel like I've been with him forever. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I just feel like I know him so well. So I don't know.
Like you said, it's just such a unique situation. And even seeing partners interact with kids, which is what you're doing all day, is such an intimate thing, I feel like, and can really progress your relationship super fast. And that's what we've both been through. And I just think it's super unique. So that's another reason why we can't compare.
Don't you just love them?
Yeah.
They're so cuties. Oh my gosh.
I wanted to say also, like, I feel like a lot of people with societal pressures, people will always have something to say. They always, always will. And it's just whether you choose to listen to them or not. So if you're not in a relationship, it's when are you going to find a partner? And when you do have a partner, when are you going to engage? Once you're engaged, when are you getting married? Once you're married, when are you having kids? They're always looking for the next thing from you. And then if you're letting that get to you, then you feel the societal pressure and you're also just not living in the moment at all because you're always thinking about the next thing. So
yeah. So I do want to get into like how you deal with it, because it seems like you do have like a good idea, but I did want to ask, or did want to mention, it's like so weird to me. Not that me and Nick are necessarily long distance. Like he did do school his last year. We were together his last year in KU. He was in Kansas. Now he's in Illinois. So we did that for a year. And then he does live like an hour away from me. So at most we get to see each other once a week. I'm going to sneeze. But it's like such a different dynamic when couples can see each other like multiple times a week. And like they can just like stay at each other's house like multiple times a week. I'm like, that is crazy to think about. Like if me and Nick like lived in the same town, like I don't know what I would do, just because like I've been so used to like us. Not that it is like a little bit long distance, you know what I mean? Like I don't get to see him every single day like some people do, just a different situation. But it's like, I love our relationship because like we're still growing, you know what I mean? So it's nice that we can like have each other and be like close enough where I can drive, obviously, but far enough apart where we have our own lives and we can like continue to grow and like develop into like the person that we want to be. So that is really nice. But I just think it's so strange. It's not strange, it's just different, like seeing couples. Like my work friend Kayla, her and her boyfriend live in the same town, obviously, and they hang out all the time. And it's like, that is like so different and so not my reality. And seeing it, it's like just, I can appreciate that. You know what I mean? Like, I just think about that sometimes.
Yeah. I think also something that plays into my situation is that I've always been someone that like knew I wanted to go down my own path. So mm-hmm. going through high school, just growing up in a really small town and seeing everyone kind of do the same thing, it was kind of like, I never wanted to feel that societal pressure because everyone stays in that town, marries their high school sweetheart. And that's, I mean, not everyone. I have, you know, lots of friends that are, I graduated with that have moved out of state and whatever. But I think that that kind of played a part, and I knew that I never wanted that. So it was almost like reverse societal pressure. So I've done the most unconventional thing and met an international boy at camp and
have
two different countries. So I think that, I feel it when people say that they're influenced by societal pressure. I understand it. But for me, it's just never really been who I am. I've done like research, and we always try to like do research, Brenna and I, before we record these episodes, and listening to like other people's podcasts. And I think that it's easier for them to kind of group themselves with people because they're podcasts, you know, they're podcast hosts and they're content creators. And it's easier for them to group themselves into bubbles with other content creators and compare themselves to them and as where they should be. But for you and I, our situations are just so unique that mm-hmm. I just feel like there's not even like a where we should be, you know.
I wonder what the difference between you and like your brain and how you brought up was different from like your high school peers, you know what I mean? And just like with the people in your town, like you said that a lot of them just like kind of marry their high schools, or some of them marry their high school sweethearts and like stay there. And it's like, what compels them to do so? Like, obviously family is really big for people, but I'm just like curious about what was different between you and them.
I think the number one thing I can attribute it to is going to camp when I was a kid, because meeting people that weren't from my small town that I was so sheltered to. Not, I mean, my parents never sheltered me, but it was just, that's where I grew up. The next town is 15 minutes away, and those were all my cousins too. So it was like, how far do I have to go? But going to camp and meeting people and kids from every walk of life would just really cultured me in a way. And I just knew that I was so much more like those kids than, I mean, I really got to experience people that I was actually like versus people that I was forced to be friends with in my high school. And that just kind of showed me and opened my eyes to, I want bigger things for myself. And that's no shame to anyone that's living in my living into my hometown, marrying their high school sweetheart. That's their life, and that is great for them. That's just never what I wanted.
Yeah, not bigger, but differentness, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so you said that you never really felt that pressure of your hometown and stuff like that, and then you just mentioned that it could have something to do with going to camp and being able to experience different like backgrounds and stuff like that. So that's nice. But what other, do you have like any other tools that you use to like kind of navigate feeling those pressures, or how do you kind of like deal with that?
I just unplug from social media.
Oh, you do?
I just feel like I even did like a social media detox this morning. I unfollowed like 30 people. I was just like, why am I following these people? And I think now the societal pressure that I'm facing, or just even comparison, is like, I want to do YouTube and I love our podcast and Instagram, all of that. And personally, this is very, very like tailored to me, but I just think trying to grow on social media and following a bunch of other content creators is not helping at all. Because you're trying so much to be like other people. And even if you don't think you are, consuming that content is going to influence yours. And I just want to be my own person. And I don't want my content to look like a mirror image of someone else's. So I just unfollowed a bunch of people and basically content creators that I was like, I love their content, but I don't want mine to be anything like that. So yeah.
Kind of like that brain reserve, like every single thing that you see, like your brain has to process, even if you don't like realize it, that
mm-hmm. that it's takes,
like a lot of energy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never really like been somebody to follow like famous people or like influencers or anything. Like I feel like there was people that I used to be friends with that did that, but I've never really done that. I think I've only really started recently, like after we started our podcast, but oh, I do get that because they're all kind of the same, you know? Okay, we are being so terrible. We're like, societal pressure. And then we're like, they're all the same. No, that's like very, very general. But it's like, I want to be like and I think Kenzie Elizabeth is like this, like, I really want to, like, make a community, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I really want to, like, have a platform where, like, I stay in contact with everybody and, like, try my best, but obviously, like, I don't want to, like, overexert myself, but, like, I really want to, like, just create something that is, like, fun and sweet and lighthearted and, like, we can chat with each other and, like, just share recs and, like, talk about books and things like that. And I feel like a lot of, or, like, a couple influencers that I follow, they just, like, post and then that's it, which is cool. Like, they're just, like, a personality, but they don't necessarily, like, connect. But I think I want to be more personal, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that they, a lot of the ones that we followed have obviously been on the platform for a while, I think, mm-hmm. at least. And, like, how maybe they were more, maybe they engaged more whenever they were growing their social media, their platforms. But yeah, I just think that trying to grow whenever you're consuming everyone else's content, it's going to be the exact same. And I think the key to growth is being different and having some kind of edge over everyone else. So I just wanted mm-hmm. to get rid of that influence and, you know.
Love.
So societal pressure.
Yeah. I did want to say one thing that I heard in Kenzie Elizabeth and Margot Lee's episode. Mean came in both right at the defining decade. And this is something that I completely forgot about. And it really wanted me to read the defining decade again. But they talked about identity capital. And I was like, oh my God, that is, like, literally the most genius thing that I've ever heard of. And it took someone else saying it for me to, like, really, like, fully grasp the concept of it. But it was talking about, like, they were kind of touching on, like, how to market themselves and the pressure that they feel in their generation to, like, come up with, like, an elevator pitch of themselves, basically, so they can, like, yeah. easily pitch themselves to anybody. And that person able to, like, fully comprehend their brand and, like, that kind of stuff. And they were talking about how that's kind of hard and, like, why should they pick one thing? Like, one day they might want to wake up and do this, and the next morning they might want to wake up and wear this. And they were talking about identity capital, and that basically is, like, every time you can, like, find something that you really appreciate or that you really value or stand for, whatever, you can, like, kind of add that onto your identity capital, and that kind of becomes, like, what am I trying to say here?
Brand attribute? I don't know.
Kind of, but, like, it's not even, I feel like with identity capital, like, it's not even about creating, like, a brand, you know what I mean? It's just, like, developing as a person. So, like, okay. You can just, like, better understand who you are once you can, like, kind of go out and find the things that you know you like or the things that you don't like. And, like, for me, I was kind of viewing this through, like, a community college lens, like, and, like, trying to, like, navigate where I wanted to be. And it's, like, I took, like, a business statistics class, and I can definitely say that I don't like that. But then I took, like, a marketing class, and I was, like, oh, that's actually, like, kind of cool. And then I took, like, a chemistry class, and I'm, like, no way. But then I took my ceramics class, and, like, oh, yeah, like, I'm kind of interested in that. So it's been fun in that regard, going to community college where I can, like, take these classes kind of for fun and really find out what I like and what I don't like. And that's also really helped with my, like, personal growth and, like, finding out which kind of path that I want to take. But do you have anything to add on identity capital?
Is this identity capital? I have something to say, but I'm not sure if it, identity capital. I would say in your 20s, I hope if there's something that you can take away, I hope that this is this. And I know that, like, I didn't have a lot of tips on how to deal with societal pressures because I personally just bounced them off of me. But managing your mind, I know I said that, and this maybe can help you do that. But society, I feel like, in my opinion, in your 20s, is going to put you in two boxes. And it's the one where maybe you don't know what you want to do. And you are like Brennan and I. You don't know what you want to do. So you're put into box A because you just have no idea. And maybe you're seen as less than because you don't know. And then there's box B where you maybe went to college, maybe you didn't, but you found a career in, I don't know, something more conventional, like the medical field, sales, marketing. There's box B. You're going down that path. And society puts you into this box where that is your entire personality. So either you don't know what you want to do and you're seen as less than, or you're in box B where your entire career is your personality. So how are we as 20-somethings? I mean, if you're in your 30s, teens, and this is you, no judgment. I'm just saying 20s because that is typically the era. But how are we supposed to navigate that if society is always going to have something mm-hmm. to say? And that is the societal pressure. So I just think if you can manage your mind to understand that they're always going to have something to say, why would you let that get to you?
Yeah. And I never really thought about like the people who are in box B, like the people who like went to trade school or like graduated and have their 9-to-5. Like, does that make them feel any way? I wonder, like, I don't know.
As a person.
Yeah. Like, are they like, I'm more than my job? Like, do they feel like
Yeah, I think they are, but I think that they're feeling the societal pressure that society thinks that they are their entire career.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're in sales, then people, whenever you say you're in sales, they have all of these other ideas, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, sales is your career. And that's great. Maybe you're better than the person. This is society speaking. Maybe you're better than the person in box A because you know what you want to do. But that is your entire personality.
Yeah, that's all like, that you were. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a catch 22. Where do you want to be on this spectrum of not knowing or having your entire career as your personality? It's either way that you choose, you're going to be judged by society. So please just throw that out the window, that idea, because I feel like that's where people most struggle. And I just don't feel that. I don't. I know I'm in box A and I don't know what I want to do. I went to college and I have a degree, but I don't feel like I'm any less than anyone in box B. So,
yeah, definitely. And I wanted to mention, I remember like last year, whenever I was really struggling with like trying to find out what I wanted to do and like trying to find out which path I should take in college, Nick brought up, like, I don't know, like a tactic that you could do that I thought was really interesting that I never thought of. And I think it's called Skillshare, but I don't know if I'm mixing up two platforms. But he was like, it's like the one where you can like take a bunch of classes over various topics. Is that Skillshare?
Oh, or is it MasterClass?
I don't know. It's probably both.
I think it's Skillshare, like little, like Photoshop.
Yeah. Like little. Yeah. Sessions. Or like, yeah, things like that. And I was like, that is like so interesting because I never thought about that. And if I was really looking to go down that like traditional, well, in my case, like the 2 years at a community college transfer to a 4-year, I think that would be like a really good option for some people because you can kind of like take how I was talking about taking my marketing and my statistics class and stuff like that, and how I was able to find which classes I was interested in that way. That's also something you could do on the side to kind of like find areas that you didn't know you were interested in, but you did try it and you were able to discover that. So I think that's a good option for people as well. If you're really like feeling like you need to do the 4-year route, you can kind of zero in on what you're interested in by doing a platform like Skillshare or something.
Yeah. And lucky for you, if you're listening and you don't know exactly what your interests are or what you're good at, maybe like Brenna said, there's so many resources out there to try different things like Skillshare. This is not sponsored. It could be but Skillshare. And there's so many different Adobe applications, even like to learn like Photoshop and whatever. But the world is your oyster. That's the great thing with, you know, we're living in 2022. There's so many things out there, so many resources. And even with just like being able to like freelance different things and not having to even go to college for it. I loved my college experience. I will say that. But each their own, don't feel the societal pressure. You know what I mean?
If you know what I mean. whenever we come out with our merch, it should be, this isn't sponsored, but then in parentheses, it could be.
It could be. That's funny. I was thinking also as the topic as a whole, something like that, the title of our podcast. It's just very on brand because we said our podcast is about navigating your 20s. We've said that since the beginning. Ooh, that was kind of our brand. But something like that is just, it doesn't put anyone into a box. It's not definitive of who we are. It's just,
yeah,
something like that. It's very open-ended. And I think that that's just how you kind of have to look at life, especially in the times that we're living in, and not feel the pressure.
We are geniuses.
I know. Last thing I'll say, if you're not feeling societal pressure, because I've said that I don't, but I would say the only pressure that I do feel sometimes is my own pressure that I put on myself. So maybe that's also you, and you're only comparing yourself to where you think you should be. And that's also just a should. So just know, manage your mind and just kind of let go of your own comparison to yourself if that's what's holding you back.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes that can be even harder because that's like where the 4-year college thing, like that, obviously that's my biggest struggle, which is why I keep bringing it up. But it's like, I only felt that pressure because that's like what I felt I needed to develop was that 4-year college experience. And like, that was what I really wanted back like fall 2019. It's like, I saw all my peers going off and I thought like, that's what I needed. And I wanted that experience and I wanted to join a sorority and like do ABCDEFG. But it's like, I didn't need that. You know what I mean? Like I was able to find who I wanted to be like on my own. So just remembering that like you're on your own path, I think is really important. And like to take it day by day. And I know that can be like scary, but like just try to like take those steps to like understanding that it's okay to be going at a slower pace. You know what I mean?
And if you're focusing a lot on societal pressures and thinking where you should be and just the big phases of life, how are you ever living in the present? And just like you said, living day to day, that's so important, and obviously being in the present. So don't get too caught up in what's out there for you next.
Just do your best.
We love you.
We hope you got something out of that. I think that was really nice.
I know. It was a good convo. If you did, let us know, or just take some notes. Keep it to yourself. We don't really care.
Yeah, or don't let us know. That's completely fine.
Yeah. Any episode ideas? Also, let us know. Our inbox is always open, and we reply to everyone because we get so many.
Yeah. And there's two of us, so it's easier.
Yeah. We love you, and follow us on Instagram at something like that podcast.
Give us a review if you're up for it.
And we will see you next week
or something like that.